Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Slackers on 101.5 UMFM.
The radio.
Well done. I'm very proud of you.
I was going to say the internet, but I was like,
it's also, both. You know what? We're coming to you on both. My name is Megan.
And my name is Alice.
And we talk about video games on this here show.
Yes, video games.
We play a lot of video games. We talk about video games. We eat, sleep, and breathe video games.
Yes.
And sometimes I wish I could get another hobby, but that's not happening because video games exist.
Well, it's like I already have other hobbies and video games get in the way of that. Like at this point in time in my life, and I'm like, I'm enjoying my other hobbies, but I'm like, I got to play some video games. It's not like I'm not watching a lot of video games, because I'm definitely doing that.
Everything is video games with us.
Yes.
Well,
okay, I think, like, the first thing we should get out of the way is just sort of that we definitely want to address the things that are happening.
The current situations in the world.
Yeah, to put it very mildly, but the police brutality and the, obviously, the discrimination towards Black people in our society is a systemic problem, and it needs to be called out even on this here video game radio station. Like, it is a problem that I see in our video game problem, or video game society. Video game.
Okay, we can group? Actually, we can tie this in extremely
yeah.
easily.
Oh yeah, video game, yeah.
We do see a lot of systemic issues, and it comes from the fact that there is not a lot of representation
in video games, and that stems from the fact that game developers aren't people of color or Black people.
And we see a lot of stereotypes, a lot of very harmful stereotypes. We see blatant racism. Well, and we've tackled this with other situations.
Well, we have talked about, and you even consider just the fact that the majority of the main characters in our video game series that are our protagonists are white. They are usually white, cis males. We get that. We see that. When we as a society are told that these are our heroes and the others are not our heroes, we as a society believe this. And it's important to like realize that it goes everywhere. It's in video games. It's in our TV shows. It's in our music. And it's important to recognize that. And that in our media, we need to think critically and uplift voices that aren't heard.
That's what we try to do on this show, is try to point out the fact that this is a thing that we see in one of our favorite forms of media.
Yeah, and that's why, like, I always say that, yes, I love video games, but I also have this very much, like, I don't want to say hate, but I dislike a lot of video games. And that does come from what I see in the systemic racism in everything from game development to the characters to choices to all of the shooting up of brown and Black people in our video games. Like, just think about the video games that you play and how many of the antagonists are Black people or brown people, and or how they are portrayed, how the others are portrayed in these video games.
Like any form of media, you should always consider what you are consuming.
Yeah, well,
make those critical choices for yourself.
Yes, and it's not to say that you're a bad person for consuming this media. Like, we all have biases. It is just, once again, when it is outward, that is something that is, like, a systemic racial problem. We do also want to sort of say that there is a protest being held at the legislature in Winnipeg at 6 o'clock on Friday,
June 6th.
Thank
no,
you.
No,
I don't
no,
know.
This
days.
Is June 5th. Sorry. The 5th.
Yeah.
So,
Legislature, June 5th at 6 o'clock. Obviously, I would say please practice proper social distancing. This is an incredibly important thing to show up for, but obviously, safety is important as well. You know, like we can do
be
both.
Safe.
We can do both. Like, we can have it both ways, guys. Wear your masks, wear your gloves, hand sanitizer, stay safe.
Take care of each other.
Yeah, but also you can show up to this. Like, I will be going.
And I will also be going as well.
Yeah, so, I think it's important, if you can't go for any reason, like, there's lots of reasons that people aren't able to go, like, health-wise, work, etc. You can donate monetarily, which is to, and you can interact e-transfer to Justice for Black Lives Winnipeg at gmail.com. So that's Justice for with a four.
The number four.
Yep, the number four. Thank you. Black Lives WPG. So not the whole word Winnipeg, just our WPG. One more time, Justice for Black Lives WPG at gmail.com. And you can donate. And that is another way that you can help and show up for Black people in this time. Like, and once again, not just this time, but just continue to pay it forward, continue to go on with this kind of enthusiasm. Yeah.
So we don't normally go that deep into our show, but this is an important time to do so.
Yeah, I think it's important to step up and show up, especially for people who have some sort of platform. And it's important to state very proudly that Black Lives Matter, and that it's important to understand and recognize that, and recognize the privileges we have, and that the systemic, like, the things that are put in place to keep us where we are and other people where they are. And once again, leaks into the video games.
It does leak into video games. And you know what?
Every facet of our society. Like, yes. That's just how it goes. It's unfortunate, but it's how it is.
Yeah.
And I think, like, we do want to sort of highlight some very... Like, I want to talk about some games that are by specifically Black game developers, as well as there is a really cool little resource I found, which is literally a listing of Black game developers that are available to be hired if you are interested. If you're somebody in the game development who is looking, like, I would say we have a Ubisoft in Winnipeg. Ubisoft could very easily step up and do something. So it's blackgamedevs.com, and that's one you can check out. I would say there's also a lot of really great Twitter threads right now that are Black game devs that is very easy to look up, and just there's a lot of
There's a Twitter that
there's a Twitter as well. I would assume they're sort of the same thing.
The amount of developers, it's really sad that I have to say this number, but only 2.5% of game developers are Black.
Yep.
So unfortunately, that's a, you know what? Let's raise that number.
Oh yeah. Well, and it's by just a lot. Yeah, well, it's just it once again, and that's the kind of thing when you have more Black game developers in video games, like things that are systemic racial problems in video games will go away, you know, because there are the people there who understand it that will be able to check it and be like, hey, you know what? No, like, why are we doing this? Another couple of ones I want to sort of like talk about, Decoy Games sort of came out with a game. It's called, it's Swim Sanity. It's a multiplayer game.
The shoot 'em up.
Yeah, it looks very cute. I believe it's sort of like, it's an underwater shoot 'em up sort of thing, which is really neat. And it looks like a party game as well, so you can play with multiple players. It is on for Steam as well as the Switch, which is nice. The other one I want to talk about is Orion.
I really want to play this one because this is very much like a Tales of game, and you know how much I love my Tales of games.
So this is sort of an RPG-like, and it's beautiful. Like, it's really interesting. It's by... Curio Games. I'm bad at words in general, as you see with my Atlas Altus problem. But yeah, it sounds really interesting. It's absolutely beautiful, and I think is it available for the Switch, or it's not out yet?
Not yet.
Yeah, and this one is in development. The other one that I was also looking at was Africa's Legends Reawakening, which is a game development company like this. They are from Africa, and they are developing sort of, I think it's a mobile game, but it does feature sort of various different people from the different countries in Africa. And it looks beautiful. Like, once again, I'm really interested in games that, especially mythology-wise, teach us about different cultures, because for me, that's one of my easiest ways to learn about different cultures is through video games. Like, they're a great teaching tool, and one of my favorite things sort of like that was for Indigenous people was the Inuit game. What was it? Never Alone?
Never Alone. Yeah. Which was very, very cool. And we actually talk a lot about this while we're playing these video games that feature different mythologies. Like,
yeah.
We can tell what is.
Yeah, real or what is.
Researched and what is kind of just slapped together and given a name from
Yeah, so I'm sort of excited in, for this because, once again, I like to learn about different legends and different mythologies, especially if it's available in sort of, especially video games, because I especially enjoy video games. And then the other one I was looking at that it is already out for the Switch as well as Steam is Treachery in Beatdown City. And it's pretty, like, I feel it might be a little topical right now, but it's a really interesting game. It's kind of like an RPG beat-em-up kind of thing. Like, it has things that remind me of Lisa, like, video game mechanic-wise. Mm-hmm. In terms of, like, you have to, it's a fighting mechanic. You play as, I think her name is Lisa Rodriguez, but there's three characters. Like, this is your typical sort of beat-em-up kind of, you know, cast of character kind of thing. And the problem is that the president, his name is President Orama. I think his name is President Blake Orama, has been kidnapped.
Oh, no.
By the Ninja Dragon terrorists. And it's just, it's really funny. Like, I just watched a little bit of it, and I like, I'm not a big fan of these kind of games. Like, Lisa, I wasn't a big fan of the game, the mechanics in Lisa, or the gameplay of Lisa, or the, I didn't really like Lisa, let me just, I'll say that.
It's a very weird game, and you have to watch.
Yeah, whatever.
It's a weird, weird game.
There's things about it that I do like the music, but that, whatever. But this is really, like, it's pretty funny. The writing in this is, like, it's very, it's funny. It is a little, maybe, like, it might hearken to that sort of 90s cheesy era a little bit. Like, it is aesthetically sort of set in that era. Like, the sort of arcade kind of games. But it is, it's referential, it looks good, and it's pretty funny. Like, I enjoyed what I saw of it. And once again, it's sort of a game that I wouldn't play normally, but, like, the content of it looks interesting enough in the story, and, like, even as so far as, like, it's pretty funny.
Do you have what system it's available on?
It is for Steam and the Switch.
You know what? We'll check it out, and then since I'm good at the 2D style sort of stuff, you can judge me based on my skills.
Well, I think it is, once again, it's sort of an RPG-er kind of thing.
Which I love.
Yeah, which is interesting, but it's also turn-based a little bit, but it also, you know, you get to block the other people. I assume at one point there's going to be multiple, like, things around. I don't know if it's a multiplayer game, even though there are extra characters, but it might just be, like, they have different styles. Like, that's usually how it goes in one of those games, like, different styles of fighting. So yeah, it's developed by New Challenger called Treachery and Beatdown City. That one's definitely one that I do want to check out because it looks pretty neat. And the pixels, like, the art style is very on point for everything, and just, like, the humor, like, looks pretty good. So that's one that I'm interested in playing.
So let's dip back into some history.
Sure.
So,
about video games.
Yeah, this is going to be just a small fact.
just a little
just
one.
Just a minor, but a very, very important one. Cool. So what's one thing that most consoles have that, you know, is kind of integral to their being consoles?
I have no idea.
It would be the fact that you can take video games out and put video games in.
Okay.
So the cartridges themselves were made by a man named Jerry Lawson.
Okay. Well, wait, which kind of cartridges?
We're talking any cartridges. Like, we're talking Nintendo cartridges. Like, the later sort of Atari cartridges.
Yeah.
The fact that there's CDs and anything.
Yeah. We can put stuff into stuff.
So back in the very old days of early video games, of the 70s and 80s, most games were hardwired into their consoles. Mm-hmm. There was no way to take it out and put in a new game until much later on. But the first of these consoles was known as the Channel F.
Oh.
So it was made in 1972.
Okay.
He made it because no one could prove that microprocessors could be put into video games in order to enable the removal and entry of new video games.
Oh, okay.
So the Channel F predated the Atari and Magnavox of the later 70s. And it's thanks to him that we now have the ability to get huge game collections and not have to buy separate consoles for each and every single game.
Every time.
So thank you, Jerry Lawson. He was a black man.
Yeah.
And he's one of the main
reasons why we have, yeah, like that it contributed to video game, like, develop, like, and I would say that that would be, like, if you do think about it, think about for every video game you have, and think about having a separate console for each video game. Like, that's a little bit of a terror in considering people, like, collect video games. Like, that, think of the world we could have lived in without that.
We could have had this entire dining room full of nothing but game systems, like, but we have it all condensed onto one bookshelf and kind of part of the coffee table.
Yeah, well, and see, Wow. That's absolutely bizarre.
So this is back in the 70s that he designed this, and the only reason why it didn't go any further in development is because Atari had a whole bunch of other marketing schemes going on. Like, they were really heavy-handed with their marketing.
That's interesting. Yeah. Well, and like, at the time, like, Atari and Nintendo,
they were the name.
But they were like, well, you couldn't put Atari and Nintendo, but they were, but Nintendo, well, Donkey Kong was for Atari and Nintendo. Like, it was just sort of the Wild West. Like, anybody could be a cartridge. Like, you could
In the later 80s, you could do that. When Atari finally did collapse, and the big video game collapse of the 80s, Nintendo did eventually come and take over, and that was the rest of video game history. But before then, you had Coleco, Atari, Magnavox, and a whole assortment of others. But Channel F was the first one that we could get different cartridges for.
Huh. That is really interesting.
Yeah.
Just, considering. Yeah. Considering that could have been absolutely terrible.
Oh, man. So, that is...
Yeah, well, another thing I sort of want to touch on is, like, another thing to consider is think about, like, just to continue on with this, is to consider all of the main characters in video games that are black. And, like, I can think of a literal handful. Like, that are, like, from, say, AAA or big-name titles that are, you know, main black characters. But, you know, I will say to their detriment, because the one character that I'm thinking of in particular who I really enjoyed was Lee from The Walking Dead. Now, I feel this is a good enough time to, like, say a little bit of spoiler warnings, FYI, if you don't want to know what happens to Lee. Lee dies in this. And you can't, there's no way to save him. And it's one of the most, like, it's absolutely terrible. So it sort of goes to show you that despite Lee being the main character, he is a black man in this game and he is the main character. And he is honestly, like, when I think about The Walking Dead, I think about Lee or I think about Clementine. And who is also, like, I believe she is a person of color as well.
She is often lauded as one of the better main characters.
Oh, she's fantastic. And Lee was, like, in... I have lots of sad moments in that game because I legitimately wanted to save this character. But Telltale does this thing where, you know, no matter what you do, there's only one outcome. And they were, like, they sort of let you believe that maybe you have hope. But it just sort of goes to show you that what you know, this character, this black man character, what is his role in this video game? Well, it is to eventually die and become a zombie, right? So, regardless of the characters that, you know, we have, the representation that the black people have in these video games, you know, it often is really not enough, or it's like, okay, well, you know, but he dies, you know? Another one that I was sort of thinking about is the Uncharted series, and specifically what is it called? We have it, but we haven't played it.
I know which one you're talking about.
The one with the two ladies. And it's just, I will say, it is interesting because I will say the black lady in this game, I don't know anything about this game. We have it because I heard it was good. And I will play this Uncharted game. None others.
I'll slog through the other
All the other 20 million Uncharted games. But it is interesting just to maybe point out that, you know, she is accompanied by another woman who I don't know 100% if she's white or white passing, but the other character, you know, she doesn't get, the black lady in this game does not get her own video game, is sort of what I'm trying to point out. And despite, you know, like I'm saying, it's nice that there's two female characters in a video game. I think that's cool and fine and dandy, but it is something just to point out that why couldn't she be her own video game main character?
A main starring solo character in the Lara Croft vein, but you know.
Yeah, 100%. That was what I was sort of thinking even. That would be kind of neat. And then another one that I feel is maybe my least favorite, and it sort of goes to show maybe how disappointed I have been with the Far Cry series. But Far Cry New Dawn features two black women who are the main antagonists in Far Cry New Dawn. And it just, well, actually, it's not my favorite. It's not my least favorite example. That would be Detroit Become Human.
And I wasn't even going to mention it because I knew it was going to come up.
I forgot. I try to keep it out of my mind because Detroit Become Human makes me
start repressing
so
better.
Mad.
I know.
Like, that is, that video, like, anyway, back
David
to...
Cage has, we've had many episodes that were just dedicated strictly to him and his poor handling of all
we're just
things.
Not a, I'm just, anyway, well, I'll, like, Detroit Become Human I could literally talk about for, like, years and ages about how, like, the wasted opportunity and how, like, and the tone-deaf back padding that this video game is. But I'll talk about New Dawn instead, a video game that I haven't played, but I won't also. For the specific reason that two black women are the main antagonists, and I know that they probably die. Like, I'm pretty sure at least one of them dies in this video game.
Yeah, Far Cry is not nice to their antagonists. There's no redemption.
Here's the thing, Megan. They are nice to their antagonists. They are nice to their white antagonists. Like, here's something to point out. Despite, once again, I'm a fan of the Far Cry series, but I can understand very critically that they are games about you're usually a white person or someone from America who comes into a place and shoots up a bunch of brown people. Like, I can understand that. I can be like, yeah, this is fun for me, regardless, you know, like, I can have fun with a video game mechanics, but I could be like, oh yeah, they're not great. Considering Far Cry 5, once again, which I didn't really appreciate, keeps the main antagonist alive. Who is the main antagonist in Far Cry 5?
Megan? Spoilers.
It's the white guy.
It is, yeah.
It's the white guy cult leader. And once again, I feel he's even given somewhat of a redemption arc in New Dawn, from what I can sort of gather. Like, not 100%, but he is definitely still alive in New Dawn. So he does not get punished. The antagonists of this game, if they're brown, get punished. Like, but if they're brown or black people, they get punished in this game. But if they are a white guy, they get to go until the next game. So, once again, I am a fan of these games. I'm a fan of video games on a whole, in general. Like, I think video games are ultimately a net positive. But it's important to realize that we can speak critically about these things and we can be like, I want more out of this. I want better. Because we can have better and we can have more. Because
I love all of these games too, and I play them extensively.
Yeah.
And I love the Far Cry series. You've heard me talk about the Far Cry series.
Yeah.
And I'm going through Grand Theft Auto, which also doesn't have good representation, but for some reason I find it fun. I started Red Dead Redemption, which I can see all the problems, and I find it fun. I know, and these games, you have to look at the points where these are not good representations of people.
Yeah, and once
again, not good, like, they're fun.
Yeah.
And they're well done.
Once again, it's not meant to be like, you can't play these games, don't play these games, or...
Just be aware of what you're playing.
Yeah, you can play things and think critically about them. You can do that. You can understand that you have biases, but you don't have to act on them. Like, we all have biases. That's just how life works. We have to live with them. But our actions are how we show that we can get past our biases, right?
Right.
We can get past our racist predilections, basically. Because it's
unfortunately,
just how,
society is not nice.
No, and society is racist, but that's just sort of like, that is how we have grown, or that is what we've seen in our media, especially in our media. Like, our media shapes us. Fiction has a very firm impact in our reality and our beliefs. There's no doubt in that. So, like consider the American military complex and the amount of money they put into the Call of Duty games. That's not a mistake, or that's not an accident. That's,
and the Tom Clancy games,
yeah,
too.
Like, these are important to realize that, once again, I'm not trying to shame you for these, but I'm trying to let you understand that these things are made very specifically to be a sort of propaganda to get people okay with these things, to get them that these people are lesser, these people can be shot at, these people, if I do this, there will be no consequences, because I was shown that. And once again, I don't think that everybody believes that just because they play a video game, they're going to be murderers. That's not how this works. That's not what this is about.
No.
It's just about that these things can reinforce our biases. And that it's true.
Like, all we're asking is that you do consider the media you're consuming.
Yeah.
And yeah. You know what? Look after each other. Support the creators of, like...
Yeah, black media.
Yeah, support black media.
Yeah.
And use your minds, guys. This is a...
Yeah. I would also say, and if you can, very much, use your voices, use your platforms to uplift people, especially black people, now and continuing on forward. Like, everybody's voice is appreciated and it can be utilized to help. Like, don't think that saying any, like, your impact is worthless. Like, it's not, by staying silent, that is an indicator of, like, that it's not good. Don't stay silent. You should be talking about this with everyone you know, because we need to be, once again, wheeling out those biases that we have in ourselves so that they don't turn into, like, our racist predilection, like, things that we have inside us. Once again, if we act on them, that's racism. Once again, we all have biases. It's just
we all have friends and family and neighbors, coworkers of color who do need our support.
Yeah.
And you know what? They probably like video games as much as everybody.
Yeah, it's foolish to assume that, yes, video games are just for white people. Like, it's
true.
I am a brown person. I'm an indigenous trans person who plays... I've played video games since I was, like, younger than 6 years old. Like, I've literally always almost had a video game console in my house. I've made video games. I've worked on them, researched them. Like, I don't know how many hours I've played new video games. Like, people of color do stuff. Like, we're a part of video games. We're a part of everything.
Yeah.
So, yes. Like, not to send, but, like, black people are very much a part of this society and a part of video games, the thing that we're talking about. So, it's important to especially lift their voices up at this time. Yeah. So,
this may have been a bit of a heavier episode than we normally go into. We've gone through some pretty heavy episodes, but this is important and you should be thinking about it.
Yeah.
This is important. You should be supporting it. This is something that we should all, like,
yep.
Black lives matter, guys.
Yeah.
This is the reality of it.
Yeah,
our world is doing weird things to everybody, and you know what?
It's important to talk about it. It is important to step up, show up, show your support for the black community. It's important. Like, it is. Like, this will be important for everyone in the end. Like, don't think it's not about you. It's about everyone.
All right, everybody. That's everything we got for you for this week. We will come back with something lighter at some point, because I did beat Monkey Island.
Oh, yeah.
don't have time to talk about that.
Protest at the Ledge, June 5th at 6 p.m. Wear your mask, wear your gloves, proper social distancing. Stay safe.
Stay safe. Keep slacking.
Bye.